Sure, we'll start with the people who are present here at the MPO office. So if you can announce your name and the organization you're with, that would be great. I'm Carrie Aiken with the Evansville MPO.
Mike Kavitsky, City of Evansville.
Dakota Reese, NDOT.
Matt Schreiber with the MPO.
Schreiber with MPO.
Lorenzo Marsh, MPO.
Aero Schutte with MPO.
Am Drock at the MPO.
Corey Marshall, MPO.
Sayed Shukusa, the MPO.
Jennifer Scott, MPO.
Okay, and now I'll go with everyone that's on virtual. When I announce your name, please say the organization you're with. Jonathan Sebeking.
Here, Jonathan Sebeking, Mets.
Jessica Waddle.
Jessica Waddle, District 2.
Braden Downing.
Braden Downing, BFNS.
John Petkosic.
John Petkosic with David Matthews Associates Appraisers.
Crystal
Winhouse with Heart Transit.
Dwayne Decker.
Hi, Dwayne Decker, NDOT.
Thomas Witt.
Yes, with KYTC Central Office Planning.
Sean Hayden.
Sean Hayden, Eastland Mall.
Karen Brooks. Lori Van Hook.
Lori Van Hook with Evansville Trails Coalition.
Nick Hall.
Nick Hall, KYTC District 2.
Nate Hahn.
Nate Hahn with the airport.
I believe I have everyone. Is there anyone that's been missing? I think we're good. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Meeting minutes from, I should have started. Happy New Year, everybody. I should have started there. Happy New Year. Meetings for minutes from the November meeting, right? November meeting will have been circulated. Any comments, questions, edits, adjustments need to be made? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the minutes, November minutes.
I motion.
Motion from Lori.
Second.
Second from Sean. Any discussion? All those in favor with approving the November minutes as presented, signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, minutes have passed. Old business project update. I guess we're starting with Pam.
All right, we'll start with the LPA projects in Indiana, Vandenberg County, Oak Hill Road from Lynch to St. George. The project is currently out for bid. The opening for the bid opening is January 14th of this month. So the interlocal agreement with Evansville Water and Sewer Utility is being drafted. Wimberg Road Bridge. Right-of-way offers are still pending on all three parcels. They have been submitted to the attorneys to determine if settlements can be reached or if they'll have to be sent for condemnation. Utility coordination is continuing. Looking at Work County projects, Epworth Road Phase 1. Offers have been extended to 17 of the 25 parcels with three offers accepted. And then Epworth Road Phase 2. The draft early coordination letter and cemetery development plan was submitted and reviewed by NDOT Cultural Resources Office. The consultant addressed comments received from the office and has resubmitted the document. They submitted that on December 3rd of 2025. That's all of the local and KYTC updates, and I'll turn it over to Dakota for NDOT.
So please just bear with me. I've got a few of them to go over. Which is a good thing, right? First one is R44898. This includes four intersection improvements at Van, Burkhart,
Cross Point and Stockwell. No new comments. Lane restrictions still in place at Burkhart and Cross Point. Construction ongoing. Next, R42287 includes various projects along State Route 62, three intersection improvements, road construction, rubblized PCTP and HMA overlay, and finally a bridge replacement for a pedestrian walk, which the work on that is ongoing, and that one is between Lemke and St. Joe. Next is B44147. This includes substructure repair and rehab, a bridge on State Route 62 over Harper Ditch. Construction is continued, should be almost complete. R45152, this includes a pavement replacement and two intersection improvements at St. Joe and Wabash Avenue. Final tracings have been sent to central office, waiting on the letting. Utility relocations are ongoing. R44506. This includes a slide on I-64 east of State Route 65. This is continuing work on Stage 3 submittal. R44013. This includes a bridge deck overlay over Harper Ditch and two added turn lane intersection improvements on State Route 62 and Bakey and Stockwell. They held a meeting internally at NDOT to discuss plans for moving forward with intersection improvements. R45274, this includes a rebelization PCCP and HMA overlay, along with small structures and drains along Boonville New Harmony Road. They have continued work on plan development for the next stage submittal. This also includes a bridge replacement on US 41 over Pond Flat Ditch. This is continuing work on stage two development. R45295, this includes bike pedestrian facilities along State Route 66, working on getting approval from the Technical Advisory Committee to be sure everything is ADA compliant. Continued work on environmental and right-of-way. Right-of-way has moved to appraising on this one. R44499, this includes an intersection improvement at St. George Road. Continued work on stage two design. R44500, this includes two intersection improvements, one at University Parkway and State Route 66, and the other is State Route 57 in Daylight, and an ADA ramp reconstruction or ramp construction for University Parkway. Stage one is in process, and for State Route 57, we have completed stage one and moving to stage two deliverables. Just a few more. R39923, this includes added left turn lanes at US 41 onto Lynch Road. They're working on stage three deliverables. R45762, this contract includes 8 bridge deck overlays and 14 small structures along I-69. We held initial field check on bridge projects on 12/17/2025. R45795, this includes an intersection improvement at Covert Avenue. Survey is ongoing. R44499, this includes an intersection improvement at St. George Road. Currently reviewing different designs for this intersection due to increased cost and lower budgets. R46317, this one includes an intersection improvement at Walnut and Lincoln Avenue and Bellmead Avenue. No new comment, still working through initial decisions on limits of the project and alternatives. And that is it for me.
Thank you. Are there any questions from?
Sorry, yeah, I was going to ask Matt a couple questions. I'm sorry, Nate. Yeah,
you're okay.
One's just a comment, and I think I mentioned before the holidays, mentioning kind of being aware of the holiday shopping traffic on the Lloyd out by Burkhardt and Cross Point and so forth. And I just want to reiterate that because I know that we weren't able to do anything beforehand with like the turn at Burkhardt, but then like a week before Christmas, we narrowed the Lloyd down to two lanes going east and just congested it even more at a prime shopping time. And I just want to really emphasize if we can really be mindful of things like that, you know, in the next 2 months, not so much prime shopping times, but March will be. And we're having an inflow of people coming in from the surrounding counties as well. So, you know, if we can kind of keep an eye on that. And I know sometimes the construction is just going to happen when it happens and so forth. But if we can be mindful of some things like that, that'll help quite a bit.
Agreed. Thank you, Sean.
And then I still wanted to get with somebody, and I don't know if I need to get with Matt to understand more what's going on at Stockwell and Morgan and how that might impact and facilitate some traffic around the mall. Is that who I need to reach out to?
Oh, Matt. Yeah, Matt. You can reach out to Matt Bullock. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. We can get you some answers back on that one.
Okay.
Will someone be reaching out to Sean, or does Sean need to reach out?
I can have Matt reach out to Sean.
Thank you. Please do that. Any other questions, comments?
Nate, we have two new people on Chai, and it looks like Karen is back on, Karen Brooks. So I just wanted to make note of that for the minutes.
And then, Karen, you saw David Rodenhausen also joined as well. I don't know if you had him initially.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for the project update. New business, we're back at Pam. We have TIP modifications and then amendments.
All right, we have some TIP modifications for your information. We did 10 modifications, 4 on November 17th, and then another 6 on December 18th. 6 out of all of these, 6 of the projects are new projects to the TIP. They fall under grouped project categories, and group project categories are projects that are of the type that they don't require an amendment. They're smaller projects, such as signing, pavement markings, bridge, small structures, that kind of thing. So we had 6 of those that we added to the TIP. And then we had 4 projects that were currently in the TIP where we revised funding and in one case also fiscal years for that funding. All right, if no questions about the modifications, I'll move on to the amendments. We have 2 amendments for your consideration today. We're adding 2 projects to the TIP. The first one is a pavement maintenance project, an HMA overlay on I-64. We're adding it for preliminary engineering in 2027. The second is an intersection improvement project at Raider Road and State Road 61, adding PE right-of-way and construction in the TIP for that project. And that project will be funded with safety.
Thank you, Pam. Does anybody have any questions on the modifications and or on the amendments presented? Hearing none, I would take a motion for the amendments, the TIP amendments as presented.
I make a motion that we adopt the amendments as is from NDOT, Dave Broderhausen.
Second, John Petkosic.
I love it when you guys say your name. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on any of the amendments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Last thing on the list is our Title VI goals and accomplishments. Thank you for the report on both the accomplishments and then the upcoming goals. Jennifer, I think you're presenting.
Yes. 2026 Title VI Goals and Accomplishments Report. For informational purposes, at the beginning of each year, the Evansville MPO develops a list of Title VI accomplishments from the prior year and Title VI goals for the upcoming year. These goals and accomplishments include completed and upcoming trainings and workshops, updates to the Title VI documents and surveys, and the total number of Title VI complaints from the previous year. The complete list forms the annual Title VI Goals and Accomplishments Report. The 2026 report is attached to this memo. This report will be added to the appendices of the Title VI Implementation Plan and the LEP Plan. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions about the Title VI, either accomplishments or our 2026 goals? Okay. Hearing none, does anybody else have any other business for the good of the group or public comment?
Hey, Nate, this is Sayed. I got a quick comment. In November, I announced at the policy committee that end of March would be my last day, and I announced my retirement. I just wanted to thank you, all of you, for working with us, and it was an absolute pleasure and honor with working with every one of you guys, and hopefully we'll be cross path again. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you, Saeed, and congratulations on retirement. Hopefully it is relaxing and enjoyable. Do you have a, is there a replacement, right. Is a replacement in the pipeline or?
Yes. Yes. And on the same meeting, policy board voted to have Pam take over the helm, and she's going to be great. And you guys work with her a lot, and you know that it's going to even going to be better.
I even with her in the room, I will never say someone's better than ever anyone else around them. But I'm very happy for Pam, and I would agree.
She
will do a great job.
We do. Oh yeah, but just a story to tell you. I keep saying that when I asked her to join us, some people told me as a deputy director, some people told me that, well, you know, she's better than you. I said, yeah, I know, because that's why I hired her.
Yeah. That's the goal of all leaders is that exact thing. So, well, good.
That's
congratulations
right.
on
That's
your retirement and congratulations, Pam. We look forward to working with you. Okay. Anything else for the other group? Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And we'll see you again at the next meeting.
Have a great day.
Bye.